16th, Mary said to Ross, "Give me the blue one," meaning the blue brush. And Ross said, "Blue brush." And it's the first adjective, color, certainly the first color adjective.
It's not the first one that he has volunteered.
Without having a sentence.
Right, there was no sentence. I wasn't talking about the blue brush before that. Uh-huh. He hadn't.
Well, but he volunteers hot.
The blue one.
He volunteers hot with hot water and all those things. I mean, he uses other adjectives. It's the first time he's used the color adjective, though.
Mm-hmm.
Without just saying, you know. No, I mean, sorry, it's interesting. But he also says, give five, to slap his hand. Say, give five, honey. Give five. Come on, give five. Yeah, you give five. Come on, give five. Give five. Good boy. Okay. And the other thing he says is, I'm sorry. And no yelling, pretty much no yell. No yell. No yelling.
What?
You yelling?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you yelling, Ross?
I'm yelling.
You yelling?
Yeah.
No.
Give five.
Give five.
I'm yelling.
Are you yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine.
That's your brush.
That's mommy's brush.
That's the green brush.
Mine.
Mommy's green brush.
Mine.
That's the green one.
That's the green one, Ross. That's mine.
Mine.
No, it's mommy's brush.
Mine.
That's daddy's.
Bice.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll turn it off now.
Can I have a towel?
Sure.
Thank you.
Today is the 20th. Of February, and we have now a couple notes from, I think, about the 18th. First, on the 18th, I was peeling oranges, and he said, "Peel oranges, good oranges." He did say peel. He knows that. And then I was working on the house, and he said, "Okay, I do it, Daddy. I do it." He definitely knows I do it, but that string was really a sentence. We bottle. Where bottle? Where's this bottle? In the living room, honey. In the living room. Right there. With your coat. With your coat.
With your coat.
Okay.
Bottle.
Bottle, yes.
Bottle.
And then, he says, I do it, Daddy. He said it really as one sentence. He says, my screwdriver, and he says, my screwdiver. Screwdiver. No, screwdriver.
Screwdriver?
Screwdiver. Diver or diaper, sometimes diver, diaper. He does a lot of imitation lately of sentences in which all he imitates is the last word. So I say, he says, where are you going? I say, I'm going dancing. He says, dancing? Or, what's that? That's a bolt remover. And he says, remover? Okay. And a little while, see, yesterday or the day before, I was yelling at Mary, and he started imitating. Mary, could you turn the water off, please? Mary? Please. So I was yelling at Mary, and he said, I yell at mommy.
At mommy?
I yell at mommy. And then he said, I yell at mommy. I yell at mommy. I yell at mommy.
Love
no.
Us.
And he says, I yell at mommy. No. And he yelled. And he yelled no. What does he say?
I know yell.
I know yell. Because tell him not to yell. He says, I know.
Not yell.
Oh, I not yell.
I not yell.
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 You not yelling?
I.
Sort of messes the ing.
Yelling.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's after he's been sort of demanding. He'll,
mm-hmm.
I'll give him a dirty look, and he'll say, "I not yelling."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now he also says, "I take off." He knows how to say "take." He seems to have gotten away from "off with shirt" and "off with trousers."
Oh.
He knows how to say "I take off." Take off your shirt, take off your trousers. He knows how to do that. He says, I take off. You take it off? Take off?
No.
Do you know how to take off your trousers?
No.
You want to take them off?
No.
No take off? Okay. He also says, give ball, give ball. And just like he, in analogy with...
No, give ball.
Give five. He says, give five, give five.
No, give five.
Give five.
No, give five.
Give bottle. No give bottle? Okay. Then he says, well, he was saying, this is about the 20th now, hurt stick, hurt hammer. See, now that was. He meant the stick was hurting him, or the hammer was hurting him. So he said, hurt stick. So he's obviously got the agent in second position in that case. Okay? Which usually he doesn't. Usually has the agent. Certainly pronouns are always first, as far as I can tell. But usually there isn't an agent plus a verb. There are very few verbs that take agents with them, besides pronouns. So that's important, I think, as data. Okay, Mary, here's this about buttercup. Oh, by the way, the give five was definitely give bottle was definitely an analogy with give five. I think that I want to start noting some cases of analogy, and this was clearly an analogy. Another, not really an analogy, was Mary said, do you want some butter? Mary, what did you say? You want some butter? And he said, butter? Buttercup. Right?
Buttercup.
Yeah.
Buttercup. So now Mary says to him, buttercup, my little buttercup.
I say, what's up, buttercup?
What's up, buttercup? And
but I haven't said that.
No. Recently.
Yeah. Recently, and that's the only time I ever say buttercup.
Yeah.
Buttercup.
Right. Okay, so he used butter to make him think of buttercup. And it's obviously just one form leading to another form. The meaning doesn't seem to be very important in that particular case. So really, it's more like sort of a rhyme, really, or a little game, okay? Coming up with a word that sounds like another word. He wanted to talk on the phone, and I was in the bedroom, and he said, I talk phone, okay? And then I said, you're mine, right? You're my little baby or something. He says, I'm not yours, okay? I'm not yours, okay? And no, mine. That means I'm not your little baby. No, mine. Okay, another thing is I noticed that he said, we were watching.
No, Brian.
No, Brian?
No,
are you my little baby?
Baby.
Are you my little baby?
Baby.
Are you my baby?
My
baby. You're my baby.
Baby.
Okay.
Today we were playing a nice game.
Mm-hmm.
He shoved the blanket at me and say, yours.
Yeah, he does want to.
And I'd grab it and say, mine.
Yeah.
And then he'd grab it away from me saying, mine, and I'd
yours.
And I'd yell mine. Yours at you. So
I did
it great. He was really delighted with it. It was like it was really consolidating the meaning of it and all, you know.
I've been doing that with him for about 3 or 4 days now. And somebody did that at folk dance with him. He got someone to play that game with him at folk dance.
Yeah, it seems real important to him.
Yeah.
This game is interesting that he's been playing now for a few days.
What's that?
He's reciting for you. No, not the Ira.
What does he recite?
When he sees you pull out that microphone,
and
he hears you talk about what he says into the microphone, then he very nicely sits up and recites the words
said.
That you say into the microphone, you know, very neatly for you.
He didn't do very well tonight.
But he was doing it just now.
Yeah, but he's did better last
He sits up and tries to speak those words towards the microphone and for you.
That's right, that's a good point. So he's learned to imitate in this particular situation. Okay, another thing is he was watching television and there was just a brief scene of the picture of the people of Happy Days. And he said, Happy Days? I mean, Mary and I barely even saw it.
I don't think they said anything about it either.
No, it was just a picture of them. It was on at 7 o'clock, just a sort of a flash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then just tonight, this is now on the 20th still, coming in the door, and he said, I'm coming. I was at the door. He said, I'm coming, real nicely. I'm coming. The other thing from tonight is that Mary asked Ross, did you have fun at dancing? He said, I fun dancing. He says, dancing, like that, I fun dancing, okay.
Mine!
A lick.
Mine!
Yours.
Yours.
Mine.
Mine.
Yours.
Yours.
Mine.
Yours.
What about another game? About Raisin Bran. Want some Raisin Bran?
Raisin Bran?
Want to say it like you were saying.
Did you want to eat it?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Raisin.
Yeah? Raisin what?
Raisin.
Raisin what?
Okay, so today is February
funny. Second.
Raisin bran?
That's one way he says raisin bran, and the other is raisin bran.
Like
he's got two intonations.
Baby Mark.
Yeah. And what's the other thing he was saying about Yeti? Talk phone. He's like, talk phone. He has one intonation called talk phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was using it this morning for something. What was that? Get phone or something. It goes da da. Anyway, a couple things from yesterday, or from the 20th, I guess. I kiss mommy, and my neck hurts. Does your neck hurt? Did your neck hurt, honey?
Did it hurt?
Hurt.
Does it hurt?
Hurt.
Neck hurts?
Neck hurts.
Yeah, he hurt himself on the...
And he ran into
my neck hurts. Yeah, he hurt near something. Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, he says thanks now. Thanks.
Thanks.
Very nice. Very nice, Rod. And we were in the bathroom, and he points to the toilet, his little potty, training potty, and there's a little bear on it. He calls it Mark.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks, honey. Where's Mark?
Mark.
And he said, bye-bye, Mark. Bye-bye, baby Mark. And then he turned to me and said, bye-bye, Mark. And then corrected himself and said, bye-bye, Daddy.
Oh, you mean the bear?
Yeah, he calls the bear Mark.
The bear on the toilet.
Mark.
Yeah. But Mark. Bye-bye, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
You want Mark?
Yeah.
Where's Mark?
Mark.
Where's Mark?
Mark.
Where's Mark?
Oh, yeah, Mark.
And then I was playing Break a Baby. Okay, and you want to do broken?
Hmm?
Broken?
No.
You want to be broken?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I was telling him after he would break a baby, he would be broken. And he learned that. He was saying broken.
Broken.
Broken. And he showed me he had broken fingers. Broken fingers?
Broken.
What's he do with them?
Fingers. I just squeeze them in there. Broken fingers. And Mary said he was watching TV yesterday, 21st, and there's this ad for something like Gallo wine or something. And all the people asked what they would do if they...
What do you do before dinner that wouldn't... What do you do before dinner? And they all tell you.
Yeah, what would you do differently if you had Gallo?
And what do you do before dinner that wouldn't be better with that wine?
And she says nothing. And she said...
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. And Ross repeated and said, nothing now. How was the intonation?
Nothing now. Nothing now.
And that was supposed to be the imitation of what she meant by
he
nothing at all.
He was leaving.
Yeah.
It had just been on the television.
Yeah.
He'd watched it. And then he walked away. He was ready to go upstairs anyway. He started to go upstairs, and before he left, he said, nothing now.
It was Mark Bear, by the way. His Mark Bear.
It was almost like, I'm going now.
Yeah, that's Mark Bear. No, 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 that's Little Bear.
Oh, God, it's dead.
Bear?
Oh.
Little Bear.
Mark Bear?
Yeah, there's Mark Bear over there. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's Mark Bear.
Oh, there, here.
Okay.
Drop.
Bear drop.
Bear sleep.
Bear sleep.
Bear sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night, Bear.
Sleep.
Okay.
Sleep.
Sleep there. Anyway, the thing in the bathroom was a good case of correction.
Good night, Bear.
Good night.
Good night.
He was persevering with his mark, and he realized that was wrong and corrected today. Coming up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Another sequence was, I going now, I see you, kiss. Okay, Mommy. So he sort of he was doing that in the bathroom with me too, Mary. Just string them. Everything could possibly could string together. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I go in now. I see you. Kiss. See you later. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you, Mommy.
All the little formal.
All strung together. And then he said, go. No go. Is
no
that right, Mary?
No. No, go.
No, go?
Go.
Go.
I go.
No, go?
He says, I go.
I go. No, go?
No, go. It means he wanted to go, right? Was it a question? Are we going?
No, I don't know. He just said, I go, and then he... It's another one of those formalities.
Oh, yeah, no go? Yeah, right. He also said, pour it for the milk. Pour it. And use it, okay?
Use it. That was a... He washed a dish.
Yeah.
He handed it to me and said, use it.
Use it, okay. I use it.
Yeah. Well, sort of like... Because, you know, we hand in things.
Yeah.
That we wash. Right. Say, here, use this.
Right, use it.
Because those are the clean ones versus the young
ones. Right, he means take it.
Uh-huh.
Hi, what's your mouth? What's in your mouth?
No.
No, nothing in your mouth?
Uh-uh.
Where's baby Mark?
Oh, Mark? Oh,
bear.
Bear Mark?
Is that Bear Mark?
Oh, Bear Mark?
Uh-huh.
Bear Mark?
Uh-huh.
Is your bear?
Yeah.
Shoe Ben?
Shoe Ben?
Shoe Ben.
What's a shoe Ben?
Mark.
Shoe Bear.
Bear?
Oh, bear. Oh, it's a shoe bear.
That's a shoe bear.
Shoe Bear.
Oh, it's the shoe bear.
Pants?
He wears shoes.
Pants?
Yeah.
Pants?
Uh-huh.
Pants.
This is first neologism, Mary.
Yeah. Pants?
Mm-hmm. Shoe bear.
Huh?
It's a shoe bear. Pants? Underpants? Mm-hmm. What's this?
Pee-pee?
Oh, Bear, hurry up! Hurry up, Bear! Hurry up! No, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Is there a mark?
Yeah, he went pee-pee in here.
Pee-pee?
Pee-pee in his underpants. He went pee-pee in his underpants.
Pee-pee?
Bad Bear. Bad Bear.
Bear.
Bad baby went pee-pee in his underpants.
Uh-oh. Missing bear?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bad?
Yeah, went pee-pee in there.
Pee-pee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pee-pee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mark and pee-pee?
Bear Mark.
Mark?
Pee-pee. Mark Bear.
Mark and pee-pee?
Mark Bear went pee-pee.
Pee-pee?
Yeah, Mark Bear.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Are you okay?
Off with pants?
Off pants. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Off
you
pants.
You do it.
Okay, I do it.
Okay, take them off.
Oh, shoe.
You want to take shoes off?
Off.
Off with shoes?
Off shoes.
Off with shoes from the shoe bear?
Shoe bear.
Shoe bear?
Shoe bear.
Uh-huh. You want to give him a kiss?
A kiss? Okay.
Is he happy?
Kiss?
Nice and wet.
Happy?
Is he happy now?
Wet?
Mm-hmm.
Wet?
Mm-hmm.
Wet pants?
Wet pants. That was wet.
Off?
Wet pants.
Off?
Take them off.
Okay. Off.
Good. No, can't come off.
Huh?
It's not going to come off, is it? Those boots are hard to get off.
Off?
It's hard to do.
Off? Off?
I can't do it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, do it.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Do it.
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
I can't do it.
Why?
Because it's hard to do.
I do?
Hard to do.
Okay, I do it.
Okay, you do it.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Mommy do it?
No, Daddy do it.
Daddy do it?
No, I can't do it.
Why?
It's hard to do.
Hard to?
Hard to do.
Pants?
Mm-hmm.
Off?
Take the pants off?
Off.
You do it.
Okay, I'll do
it. Okay, pull hard. Pull hard.
Okay.
Get them off. Are they off?
Yeah.
Okay, you do it. Pull hard. Oh, good. Did you get them off?
Off.
That's okay now. Put new pants on. New diapers.
New diapers?
Yeah, new pants.
Diaper?
Yeah.
Diaper?
No, he needs pants.
Pants?
Pants, yeah.
Pants?
Yeah, give him some pants, honey.
Okay.
Good boy.
A diaper.
You want a diaper?
Diaper.
Are you wet?
No.
Are you okay?
Okay.
You sure? It seems pretty wet to me. Seems pretty wet to me.
Ross?
Ross?
No.
You want a kiss?
Pants.
Kiss.
Pants.
Okay, Daddy's gonna try and take a look.
Huh?